Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for the programme audio series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Eric Zagar, L. Adams, John C. Worsley, Lauren, Katie Nolan, Jonathan Clark, Danielle Goldstein, Patrick Perry, Hilary Moline, Anton and Ken. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 120 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell. With me today, I have...
You said the number right. No, 120. Yeah.
No!
Close enough. Yeah. It's Ben.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Grizzoptric, Act Amsterdam.
Hamitala Harun Altahan.
Conscious again, Sasha.
And Azu.
And...
Oh, hello.
You're supposed to introduce yourself.
Oh, hello.
With your name.
Tell everyone your name.
That's Ed. Ed Wood.
Great.
Like the filmmaker.
It's not a voice for radio. Very much a face for film, Ed. So anyway.
Silent movie.
Yeah, the talkies ruined his career. So, as it stands, we have Grizzop, who has deposited Wild in an anti-magic box, although potentially not in the way he'd always secretly hoped. And is facing potentially executing Barrett?
Yes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Rome, a sentence that gets worse every time I say it.
How?
We don't even keep track of it. We're doing it.
Yeah. Just watch the film in your head backwards and then forwards again. Like, just rewind it and then press play.
Wait, you have to rewind.
So, meanwhile...
Is your brain a VHS?
The tracking marks scene in the selection. Early memories are
scene
terrible.
Scene selection.
I can't do that. You watch the whole thing forwards or backwards. It's how you remember the stuff. Meanwhile, in Rome, we have everyone resting, having met someone that none of you know anything about before, who just appears to be there randomly. Good. I'm going to start with Grizzop. Barrett steps out.
Oh, well, give me the forms. I'll sign them out and tie them up.
Yep. Guard does so. Just says, please don't do it on the grounds, because that's still going to be...
I'm not going to do it on the grounds.
You'll probably go outside the city as well, because this isn't a...
Fine, I'll kill him out in the woods, in the mountains, and dump him in a ditch.
Oh, great. Cheers, man.
All right. Oh, can I have a wheelbarrow?
Hang on.
Horse and cart, I'll return it.
There's a yelling. Someone out with the barrow? Yeah, he's just dumping a body.
Just give me a horse and cart.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Cool. They provide you access to a horse and cart.
I'm going to gag you, but you have until we get to the city limits to reconsider your position. That will be your last chance when I ungag you that time. Otherwise, I'm going to dump your body in a ditch and no one will ever find you. You will be forgotten, lost. Your legacy will mean nothing. You will be gone. For good.
I can't really, on audio,
that's
give
fine.
A response because he's bound and gagged.
Yes,
so...
that's fine. Just think about it.
So, the city is still in better nick. People seem to have accepted a generalised story, which is that the river had dried up, the meritocrat Apophis came, he struck the mountain, and fresh water sprung forth.
I mean, that's kind of broadly-ish true,
yeah,
if we are seeing extensions of Apophis.
Aren't the meritocrats great, though?
I mean, they're big, scary dragons.
They just came in and just fixed the drought. I mean, I realise that they're so busy, that's why they couldn't have come here, but a lot of this. Generally, it's accepted that, yes, it's terrible what happened to to the Orcish town. But, you know, we'll be helping them rebuild anyway, and in a lot of ways, isn't this an opportunity for us to work together? Like, it's very, very kind of... The mayor has seen an opportunity and gone, oh, I can spin this. Mm. And she is doing a wonderful job. It's becoming very clear how she got her position. But yeah, the city seems to be sorting itself out and you are able to head out towards the sticks comparatively easily.
Yeah, cool. I will take him out to a remote, lightly wooded hillside.
Mm-hmm.
Find a rural track, go to the end of the track, make sure no one is there.
You succeed in all of these things, nothing is particularly difficult. It's more scrubby than wood, but yeah.
Kick him out of the cart, shove him over to a precipice where there is sort of a ravine or small ditch below, and take his gag off. Right, last chance.
Look me in the eye.
Yes.
And tell me that you won't kill me if I give you information that could save thousands. Dead in the eye, and he's just very calm about it, but he's like...
I promise on my honour as a paladin of Artemis that I will not kill you now if you give me information that will save thousands.
Within the next 6 months. I've played this game before.
If that information proves to be correct and helpful.
If I fall off the cliff, it still counts as you doing it off the cliff.
I'm not going to kick you off the cliff. And yes, it does. That's how murder works.
I can give you the location of the Japanese manufacturing plant.
Right. Good. Then we have a deal.
Reaches out his hand.
That's bound.
Tries to reach out with his hand and fails.
I spit on my hand and slap it onto his forehead.
Brilliant. I think it's going to be a good idea if I write some things out for you. It's quite a lot.
Right.
You in a rush? Are you able to go there tomorrow?
We're doing that back in the cell.
Not doing it here.
Gonna gag him again.
Good.
Put him back in the cart.
Yep.
Take him back down again.
Okay.
Go into the compound. Signing him in again. He changed his mind.
The Artemis way. It works, but sometimes some people just waste your time, can't they?
No, not lots of paperwork, though. So.
I'm going to jump to Rome. So, Ed. He's Ed. He says he's Ed. Anyway, goes and picks up his cloak from the dirt, puts it back on and comes over. Hello.
Stay quiet.
Hello.
Come inside.
Hands his hand? Offers his hand to you. That's the word. Those are human words.
A firm handshake.
So, you alone or...?
No, come inside and you can meet the
others. Oh, right, yeah. He kind of looks at the building that's rubble.
Step down there.
Oh, thanks. Starts crawling down the... crawling down into the cellar.
He's not sneaky.
He is not.
In which case, Sash would immediately wake up and, like, be at his side.
I'll allow it, yeah.
And, like, get a dagger to his throat.
Yeah, yeah. Oh!
Guys! This is Ed.
Hello.
Literally standing there with a dagger to his throat. Who's Ed?
I'm Ed. Hello.
I mean... Is he some kind of shapeshifter?
That is a very shiny knife.
Why are we allowing him in here?
Because I'm lovely.
I
thought, Azu, you can detect if he's evil. I mean, he looks like a...
Azu, you have knowledge and ability, right?
Paladin of Apollo.
I have knowledge and ability.
Give me the roll of knowledge and ability.
The roll of knowledge and ability!
Welcome to knowledge and ability!
That's 15.
Plus...
Nothing.
Oh.
I've got it ticked. I don't have anything in the thing.
Well, then you don't have it.
Well, what's the point of ticking it then?
It's a class skill.
Yeah, it means you can get it more easily. Doesn't mean you have it.
I was thinking, like, why does Azu have knowledge of the English nobility?
That's fine. You still get a 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm... Yeah.
This guy's really important, and you don't remember why, but you're pretty certain he's really important. Definitely British.
Yeah.
Definitely British.
Definitely tell that.
Yep, definitely British.
I thought you could detect evil.
She's detected British, which is...
threatening.
Same ballpark.
Detect evil is a magic thing. Would I have to, like, cast a thingy?
Well, you don't have to roll. You can just say, I detect evil.
It's an ability.
Oh, yeah, I guess it might not work in Rome, but still.
Yeah.
But it's an ability, though. It's not, like, a spell, so...
Okay. Yes, I think detecting will be a good idea.
You reach out for your god. For a moment, you think it might have worked, you know? It feels like there's a presence there. Not the one that you were reaching for. Not a nice presence either, actually. You find yourself racked with, of all things, grief temporarily. Not aimed at anything specific, just potent grief, like really powerful grief. Then the moment's gone.
Azu starts crying.
Yep.
Azu, are you okay?
Oh.
What? So see, he was really evil.
She could be allergic.
To what?
Me.
To Britishness.
Me. Understand. I'm allergic to dogs.
Sasha puts her knife down and just steps back. She has no skills to deal with this.
Look, guys.
He's stooping, by the way, the same way that Azu does in this kind of cellar. Like, very well-built human.
Azu, what?
Yes, this haggard might be,
this might be a, some sort of complex long con, but look at him. Yeah, he looks
gives
like
a little wave.
A cleric of Apollo. I thought, if he's wandering around.
If he was this stupid, really, would he have survived?
Everything that's tried to attack us since we got here looks like some sort of hell beast.
Or it doesn't look like anything at all.
This is clearly a normal person. I thought we could at least start a conversation.
Are you a shapeshifter?
He sort of does a little dance. Apollo. Moving through the field.
If he was Apollo. Really
Ed,
this...
Ed, what brings you to Rome?
I am so lost. I am so lost.
Sense motive?
Go for it.
Do you want to roll a two? You're much better at it than me.
I will try that as well. Oh. Wow, natural one there on my sense motive.
11.
Azu, what did you sense?
My sense motive is 12.
What did you sense that was so terrible about him that you burst out crying?
No, it wasn't him.
Are you sure?
There's something.
Oh, you were paladin.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. It's not nice.
Don't do what?
Any of it. Yes. He comes over. I think I broke Apollo.
I don't.
Brilliant.
I don't follow. I think Rome is. There's something. It's something to do with being here. It's not.
Do you reckon?
It's not personal.
Oh, thank God! Yeah. I tell you what, I was well worried then.
Ed, are you a paladin of Apollo then?
No, yeah. I'm here on my pilgrimage.
Is that a thing your church does?
No, yeah. You know, we go and then we have to see where all them. I know this. Rome's hubris. That's the one. Was. And we have to look at it. You say hello to the cult of Mars. Not cult of Mars. The Mars lot. They do good work.
Then, they patrol the borders.
That's
they?
The one, yeah. And then you do your paladin.
Rome's quite far from the borders.
Have you accidentally gotten through the border control of the cult of Mars?
Looks at you. No, yeah, that might have happened, yeah.
It could be useful.
Please tell me you guys know the way out. I've been here ages.
I mean...
It's horrible.
What have you been eating?
Oh, well...
This doesn't make any sense.
He reaches into his pack and, opens it. There's a couple of things left. Tell you what, actually, I found this dog yesterday.
Don't eat the dog things.
Seems all right.
I would not, if I were you.
I mean, I cook it.
The cooking doesn't affect evilness.
I mean, we are going to leave, but we have something more important
to do first. Oh,
brilliant.
How are you going to get out?
We have a teleporter.
Wicked. Where is it? Can I have a go?
We might be able to.
Oh, please. Please let me
have
a go.
That's not how that works.
Oh, no, go on. No, please.
No,
please.
It's not how that works.
I just want to go home. I'm really, really tired, Hamid.
We can do that, but...
I've been here ages.
Our family...
I ate a frog, Hamid.
Our family has been kidnapped, and we need to... I heard what you said upstairs about smiting the evildoers. We need to do that first.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
If you're a paladin, you should help us.
No, yeah. Where is it then?
Well, we were in the middle of resting, so we're going to let the rest of the team rest.
But you and
I can catch up, and I'll tell you what's happened to us, and you can tell me what's happened to you.
All right, yeah, sure, yeah.
Guys, go back to sleep. You need more sleep.
I don't think he's a threat, Azu says to Sasha. Or at least not in the very, very bad way.
Kind of, Edge kind of shuffles up to Azu. Who are you with?
Aphrodite.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, we get on.
I am, whilst you continue to rest, going to jump to Grizzop.
Hello!
So I've signed him back in.
I've unbound
his hands, not taking the gag off, giving him a pen and paper.
Barrett begins writing.
Right.
Looks up briefly. Might take a while.
You're gagged.
That was Ed. Sorry.
Also, you're still gagged, Barrett.
Give you a look.
Oh, might it take a while? Good. It better be good information.
He starts writing.
I stand there and stare at him.
Okay. Barrett continues writing. Takes a little while. He gives you about 4 A4 sides, you know. He's got a lovely script, though. Oh. Then hands it all over and passes it through the slot.
Thank you. Right, so...
You see a list of names. You see a couple of addresses that aren't familiar to you. For what it's worth, if he's telling the truth, it looks fulsome.
Right, thank you very much, Barrett. Rebind his hands. So I will go and follow up on these leads and make sure they are right. And if they aren't, I'll come back and kill you. And then in 6 months' time, we'll do this again. Keep him in.
Barra goes back to his obscure maths in the corner, apparently.
And if he gets too mathy, I don't know if he's a wizard, so you might want to stick anti-magic on him.
Guy's like, oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. He needs to be here for the long term. Sorry. It's too dangerous to transport.
Yeah, right.
You just took him out on a cart!
Long term?
Yeah, all right.
Good. Thanks.
Artemis, everything's kind of simple when you think about it.
I'll check in on Wilde. Is he still asleep?
Yeah.
Cool. I am going to get some sleep myself and wait for Wilde to wake up.
Okay. So, you awake. I am going to say that you slept a good number of hours and you're waking up of a morning.
Mm-hmm. Gonna go down and check on Wilde.
Seems to be asleep, not unconscious or screaming.
Yeah. How long's it been?
About 20 hours.
Okay.
Maybe a bit less.
Going to poke him awake.
He comes to, really groggily.
Hello. Do you want breakfast?
Yes.
I will go get you breakfast.
Brilliant. Thank you.
I will do that thing.
You do that thing.
Give him a chance to wake up.
Sleep polite.
You turn back up. You see that Wilde has a full head of hair and he's well-dressed.
You're not fooling me. Anyway, wait, how are you doing that? You're wearing anti-magic shackles.
You come back and find Wilde exactly where you left him. Alex forgot about the anti-magic field. You come back and Wilde is dressed and he's there, but...
Right, so we worked out, basically, somebody is, or a group of people... probably no prizes for guessing who, are repeatedly casting spells on you to try and kill you, I imagine, or just curse you into not being useful. So you're going to have to wear those for a while, and you're a guy now. You're not a wizard. You are clerical staff, and not in the fun divine sense. Okay?
Okay.
So, I talked to Barrett, threatened to execute him, and he gave me this.
Wilde has a look through.
This is apparently the location of their factory in Japan.
I'm going to have to take a little bit of time and fact-check some of this, obviously.
Right. Anyway, you'll be safe here. I'm going to go and find the Temple of Hephaestus.
Okay, I'm a bit more within now. In terms of the illusions up at the top of the mountain, are they actually causing any harm, or are they just inconvenient at this stage?
No, they're just mildly annoying.
I'll send someone else to do it.
Right.
And the rest trapped in Rome?
Yes.
I am...
With Einstein.
sorry for listeners. I am going to see what I can do, but I can't do it from here.
Okay, but you need to be protected, obviously, because people are trying to curse you to death from range.
Reckon you could spare a paladin?
I'll ask the High Priestess.
Okay, so if you can arrange me for some kind of escort, then what I can do is I can start chasing up my people whilst you head to the Festa slot.
Yes, I will go do that.
Take them a gift.
Right, eat breakfast and I will.
Yep, starts eating.
Right, I'm going to go and ask High Priestess if they can spare a paladin. It's incredibly important, and I will owe them a favour.
As you leave, Wilde goes, oh, Grizzup.
What?
I love a bit of sausage.
He's back, baby!
In the building!
I'm going to regret this. And I close the door.
Okay, I'm going to jump back to Rome. So... you all finish your rest.
Good.
You get twice your level in hit points back.
Oh.
My endure elements has worn off.
Yes, it has.
But everyone else is protected for longer.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you didn't need the rest. You had the rest.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you do, but you know what I mean. We've sort of spent 16 out of the last 24 hours resting in some form.
Yeah.
That's what happens when a spooky invisible puddle tries to murder you.
I've written down minus one on everything.
That might have been a failed save against the elements.
Right, yes.
That sounds like that.
So you probably, that's gone away now.
Yep, we'll have.
Okay. Endure elements.
To be honest, you're in far better shape than you could be in Rome.
Yeah.
You could
very easily be dead.
More hit points wouldn't hurt, but we'll make do.
What I should do is tell you what Ed has been talking to you about whilst you're there.
Yes, I'm going to fill him in. I won't go into anything like classified or dangerous knowledge, but I'll fill him in on what's happened to us.
In that case, then, Ed gives you a brief summary that he did his pilgrimage. He met this really cool guy called Tjelvar at one point, and he's just gotten to the bit where he's like, oh yeah, Tjelvar, he was really, really cool. I hung out with him for a while. And there was this other guy, he was... Bertie, he was weird. And he starts going on about this guy Bertie for a while.
Like, it won't take me long to connect the dots at all, because I got the full story from Bertie, and I'll put it together with, oh, that's this guy, and we'll realise we've got this connection.
That's the stupid sexy paladin.
Yeah. All those things that Bertie was saying in his sleep.
And eventually he carries on and goes, he completed his pilgrimage, made it to the edge of Rome. Then he thought he saw some evil, so he went in.
I mean, that's accurate, yeah. There's definitely some evil there.
And then there's a bit of an issue, which is that... the Blasted Wasteland's mostly full of evil, so he kept seeing evil. Then it turns out that space and time go... These aren't his words. Space and time goes really weird in Rome. So going back the way you came didn't work either. So mostly he's been just going from one evil to the next, really.
Sometimes eating evil.
Sometimes eating it.
Smiting about the place.
Yeah. He found some wine.
I wouldn't drink that either.
But he didn't like it.
Good.
So he put it back.
Good.
This is the level of narrative that you're getting. And you know what, in fact, a bit of a downer, but I'm going to take a break there whilst you just continue with this poorly told rambling but bonding.
But we get on.
Yeah.
We get on.
These are
We've got friends in common. It's an old boys' network.
These are exactly the people that Hamid actually, despite his efforts at being down with the kids, kind of knows how to manage the people he's comfortable with.
So yeah, while you're having a rambling story, should we call it bonding? Is it bonding the way that you could bond with a dog? That's that's what's currently happening with Ed.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma, a new sci-fi comedy podcast. Join me, Trexel Geistman.
Oh, and also me, David Seven.
David, will you please be quiet? As you follow the adventures of Stella Firma Limited's most effortlessly charming and respected planet designer, working to make your requests a reality.
And me, his clone assistant, who actually writes things down.
David, one more word out of you and I'm putting your head in a vacuum tube. Season 1 premieres on February 15th and is available for free via iTunes, Spotify and all other good podcast players. For more information, visit rustyquill.com.
Trexel, can we please get back to the brief now?
Right, that's it. Into that tube.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
So coming in from the break, you have managed to bond, and I'm going to skip ahead to what is it with Bertie? And he was like, he always looks at people weird whenever they're he's just weird, isn't he?
Did he look at you weird? Like?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think everyone else is waking up.
Yes, they are.
So we better.
Einstein crawls out of an amphora. Evil doer!
Nope.
Ed throws the cloak off. I will vanquish thee! What?
This is our friend, the professor.
Hello, the professor. Puts his cloak back on, sits down.
How has that cloak survived?
He has. It's a mess.
I suppose that's one that's his camouflage.
Einstein's like, okay.
How are you feeling, Professor?
Good.
Better?
Comes over to Hamid. Can anybody else see the Adonis?
Yes, that's our new
Great! Okay, cool. Really worried there for a moment. Hello, Einstein and Ed chat. I'm not doing it. It'll take ages.
And I assume Einstein gets quite bored quite quickly.
Oh, on the contrary.
Do it for Patreon. I want to listen.
Oh, I might do a conversation on the side, but I'm not doing it now.
Yeah, fair.
I'm just going to fall off my chair instead.
Good job.
Okay, is everyone ready to...
Yeah, let's do this!
Go to the source.
Yeah.
Right, you point in the direction. I'll scout out ahead.
Don't forget your teleporter.
He's coming with us.
Yeah.
The professor is a
he can teleport.
Oh, a wizard who's very good at teleportation.
Oh, cool. Thanks, the professor. It's all right. He's a keeper. I like him.
Okay. Sasha asks Hamid to point which direction, and then sort of zooms off suspiciously, glancing back at like
shapeshifter. Just don't go too far, Sasha. I think it's good for you to be out in front, just not too far.
So, assuming you're all setting off, could everybody please give me a survival check?
20.
Yeah.
Nice.
6.
Nice.
Oh,
8. Nice. Einstein does terribly, unsurprisingly, and Ed does as he should have done, which is good for the story. So, Sasha, you're good at the sneaking side, but when it comes to, like, navigating in a wilderness where all of nature's gone wrong and space and time are going a bit
weird. I mean, it's not
weird.
A wilderness, it's a ruined city.
Yeah, this, you know what I mean. It should be her kind of thing, but she's just a bit out of sorts.
Yep.
Because of nearly the... Like, she'd just been clonked on the head more heavily than...
Yeah magically
Well, you
clonked.
Said the directions came to me in my very disturbing dream, so that's what I'm basing my direction on.
Yep. Between you, basically, you are all able to make decent progress. Hamid, you know it's half a day's journey away. You cool. don't know why or how.
Sure.
Meanwhile, Ed's just sort of chomping along next to Einstein. Einstein seems to be having... Einstein just likes meeting new people. You know what? A new face is just a new friend you haven't met yet. Unless they
or
bite you.
Or a shapeshifter.
Yeah, right? Did I ever tell you about the time I accidentally teleported a mimic instead of my colleague?
Oh, dear.
Oh. Is this over lunch? Discuss.
Cut across to Grizzop.
Hello.
So you're heading to Temple of Hephaestus?
Yes, I have a gift. It is the magical bow.
Okay.
Good thing I remembered that I had that recently.
The soup's posh magical bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Ben pays attention to items.
No.
So you're turning up to the Temple of Hephaestus.
Yes.
You went past it a couple of times, because it seems to be just a warehouse.
I like these guys. Seem to have their head screwed on.
You do realise eventually that it is. It's a warehouse. There is no signage. There is no one at a desk or anything. You can head in if you want.
Yeah.
So heading into the warehouse, it has a certain, like, Spartan vibe, which you appreciate from the Artemis side, but while theirs is more like, you know, functionality and defensiveness and blah, 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 this is more like it's a massive empty room because that's the best way to fit more workshop in. Mm-hmm. But it's not manic, so it's not the kind of, like, goblin factory. It's two-tiered for a start, so there is a, like, you notice that actually it's almost cubicled.
Sure.
So I don't mean, like, soulless, you can stare out over 50 people. They're all slightly off, like some will be bigger, some will be smaller, some people have round ones or so on. But every single person appears to have their own space, which mm-hmm. is their own workshop, and they're all just tinkering away and heading in. There's a central corridor, which has loads of doors heading off in different styles and so on. But even from here, you can see there are bunks in some of them and blah, blah, blah. Clearly, like, this is the place to go if you want to work and live your work. No one comes to greet you. There's just the gentle sounds of, like, more like artisan crafting going on than like heavy industry.
Hello.
Someone pokes their head out, pair of goggles, welding goggles, takes them off and looks at you.
Hello, got a question about automata.
The person who sort of looks at you kind of looks a bit nervous and worried and is just like... And then just hides again.
Hello.
I'm going to go up to their station.
They appear to be, like, bent over their work and seem to be making something incredibly tiny and intricate with, like, 50 lenses between their eyes and the thing.
Oi!
Clonk, clonk on my breastplate.
They kind of wince and look over at you, again nervous.
I'm not here for a social call. Are you a paladin?
Oh.
You're a cleric?
Yeah.
Right. So you're supposed to help people?
Yeah.
Then do that! Oh,
hello!
Show me.
Oh. They hold their hand out to sort of shake it.
Show me to somebody who will help me, and then I will leave you alone.
Okay. They just sort of get up, step outside, and start heading down the corridor.
Such good impressions.
They're very uncomfortable with you there. They don't want you there. They get to the far end of the corridor, and there's a circular room which is built up against the back wall of the warehouse, which is semicircular, sorry. And there is a semicircular desk behind it. And you see there's a very, very heavily bearded dwarf behind the desk. Their beard is, like, out over the desk, down, and then goes back up onto a little stand.
Aww.
And they appear to have, again, loads of lenses and so on. They appear to be examining a single gem that is on their desk, and there's a really nervous-looking apprentice, maybe, who looks, like, pants-wettingly nervous, whilst this dwarf's just like... and just looks at it. Notices you. You know, they have the big optical illusion giant eyes thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
I'll turn to the nervous, not the nervous apprentice, the one I'm with.
Is this someone?
They sort of give a nod.
Oh, run off then.
They run off.
Right. You, got some questions about automata.
All right, okay. Takes these goggles off. Go on, gestures to the apprentice. They flee. They openly flee. Dwarf hops down, comes around to you. They have a sort of reminiscent of Bronk insofar as tools, as far as the eye can see.
Shirtless? Tattoos?
No shirts or tattoos. That would interfere
wait,
with...
no shirts. I love it.
Let me
everyone's so nude in Damascus.
The problem with having tattoos is that that's valuable pocket space and you'll never see them anyway. This is just... he appears to be a... you know those really bad dad vests where it's like loads and loads of pockets
oh, like
on them?
Like a fishing vest.
Yeah, yeah. Aww. Imagine if you had a fishing vest and then it had a baby with another fishing vest and then you took the babies and you stitched them onto the... it's just...
so lots of pockets.
It's just all pockets. It's great. And a load of tools that you've never seen before. They just hold out their hand. It is oiled and dirty and everything else.
Yep.
Right, Grizzle, nice to meet you. Paladin of Artemis. I've got some...
Garten. Yep.
Right, nice to meet you.
Yeah, it is, I guess. Hello.
Yeah, I've got some questions about automata. It's quite important.
Okay.
I was told to bring a gift. Can you help me, or do you need to show me
something? Oh, did you bring something?
Yes. For the person who's going to help me.
That'd be me.
Your automata.
Well, it's either me, or it's going to be a heck of a lot of apprentices. You don't want that.
Oh, right. No. Right, I'll rough around in my bag of holding, get the bow out, and just dump it on his desk. There you go. Have one of them.
Takes it, puts it on the desk, examines it a bit.
Oh, it's Isaac Newton's.
Starts looking at
well,
it again.
From his hoard. Don't know if it's his.
Looks up at you again. Do you reckon you could get more?
No.
Ah, well.
He's in a... oh, but if you want it, he's in a pocket plane in Prague.
Good to know. You know what? Yeah, all right. Sits up. Rehangs his beard.
Has he got, like, a little beard weight to keep it there?
Oh, no, so imagine, like, a brazier on, like, a stand... the stand is on wheels, so he can wheel his beard stand around.
What, like
like an IV?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's got a massive beard.
Fair enough.
Full of tools.
It's all looped
full of
around.
Tools.
Yeah, that's valuable pocket space.
Extra pockets in the beard, fair
so
enough.
So he's just got his little brazier full of beard and pockets. It's like, yeah, okay, wicked.
Value the aesthetic? I question the pragmatism. But...
it's not about pragmatism, it's about craft. Yeah, okay, yeah,
and
wicked.
We
take a seat.
His.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That is the best thing that someone's brought in ages.
Good.
What can we do for you?
Right, I need you to make this.
Takes a look at it.
Oh, sorry, very quickly, can you keep a secret?
Oh, Grizzle.
I mean, sort of goes with the job. You don't tell people how to make stuff, do you?
Cool. Just so we know where we stand, on my honour as a Paladin of Artemis, if you tell another soul about this, I will kill you.
On my honour, as a cleric of Hephaestus. Yeah, right.
I love them!
Excellent.
I love them! Yeah. I love them so much!
So he's just sort of digging through, and he goes, what is this? Let me rephrase. I know what this is. How and where did you get this?
Let me start at the beginning.
Well, you know about... okay, do you need to know that?
Yeah, right.
What I can tell you is that... that and the making of it might very well save the world.
Well, the problem you've got is that it's unfinished.
Well, yes.
The other problem you've got is that I've no idea what that is there.
What's he pointing at?
So he's pointing at some technical stuff.
Oh, not a drawing.
Oh, it's some kind of drawing.
Do I recognise it from anything?
You do not.
No.
No.
Well, dang.
If anything, it sort of might be a toilet. I don't know.
Oh.
Lots of pipes.
Fair enough. Right.
Yeah, so there's two things with this that I am not able to place for you. One of them is the fluidics.
Yes.
It's not really our thing. You're going to want to probably... I hear there's a lot of stuff coming out of Japan with that. They do a lot of Magitech, a lot of fluidics. And the other one is this. You're looking at organics.
Okay.
Don't really do organics.
Right, so it's a bit of a conglomeration.
I mean, yeah, hodgepodge.
Okay. Can you make me the bits that you can make?
Yeah, no worries. That'll take... Oh, you know what? I'll just cancel all their projects. They're rubbish anyway. Yeah, I reckon we can have that done for you, what, 24 hours?
Good. By the way, can those apprentices keep a secret?
No. That's why they're apprentices.
Okay, on my honour as Paladin of Artemis, if one of them breathes a word, I will kill them.
On my honour as a cleric of Hephaestus, do you really think I'm going to tell them anything?
Just being careful.
You all right?
As I said, it's important, all right? But great, 24 hours, brilliant. I'll be back in 24 hours. Thank you very much for your help.
That's all right.
And I will leave.
Watch as you leave.
Yeah.
The Hephaestus lot. I didn't know if they were going to come up. I'm glad they did.
Yeah,
they're lovely.
They're fun. Good call, bringing a gift. There were two ways that conversation could have gone. You picked the right one. I'm going to jump back to Rome. You have made significant progress. Does anyone have knowledge history?
Nope.
Knowledge geography?
Nope.
You got local?
I've got religion.
If you think I've seen enough of
got
the...
Got Arcana.
It's all you need, right?
The geography is very magical.
If you can't find the answer with magic, it's not worth knowing.
Alex wrote all this beautiful backstory,
so
hoping
you,
that someone would
you continue to just head through the city. The types of building changes. It goes from commercial into more formal. So you're looking at, to your eyes, Sasha, like town hall kind of things. Hamid, from your experience, it is interesting in that it doesn't appear to be like, so meritocratic cities all have one thing in common, which is they tend to have quite a lot of like segregation of function, you know, so it tends to be like merchant district, commercial district. Rome seems a little bit more ancient insofar as that super formal structure that seems imposed on everything isn't really here, and it's a slightly weird to like post meritocratic eyes.
I like it. Mixed use, dense combination. Very Jane, whatever her name was. Very important.
I'm going to say Jane Eyre.
Urban planner. Thought quite radically about how you keep everything mixed together so that you let society.
Don't get me wrong, there are sort of.
Bubble up and form organically.
There are sort of districts to a degree, but it's very much a case where, like, no one has come in and demolished things to make room for more things as much. But nonetheless,
organic,
you do find
growth,
yourself eventually.
Good city planning.
Hamid, you're at the right building. You just are. And this one seems to be in slightly better condition than the ones around it. You did see very far off in the distance, like, what's left of the Colosseum, for instance. Not over there. And you seem to have been climbing up at a slight rise. It's hard to tell because the land's been so disturbed. And there's been a few moments where you've had to avoid creatures and so on, but nothing's really come up again. They're out there, but turns out when you blow your feet up, people get scared. But yeah, you find yourself at what... Sasha! It may have been some kind of like large sprawling villa. Maybe. It's hard to tell.
Sasha, it appears behind you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I think it's this one. Does this one... Everyone gather around. Does this one look a bit different to everyone else too?
It's still got a roof.
This is the one I saw in my dream, I think. But it also, do you see how it just looks a bit like...
So there is a slope which has... what possibly used to be gardens leading up to a larger building. Things like the odd bit of fountain, there's this crumbled wall, things like that. But there's very clearly an avenue approach. The building at the far end appears surprisingly intact. Not pristine,
yeah,
but better than you might have expected.
Okay, I think depending on how many people there are, they'll be watching the entrances, but it might be worth the rest of us just hiding around the corner, and if you want to scout around and get a look at the building and the layout, but don't go too close.
So I don't mean to tell you what to do, but I find that if you loudly yell, the bad things will come find you, so you don't need to go find them. They'll just come to you.
Sasha gives a withering look and says, "It's done," to Hamid, and just
goes. Good. Thank you.
Heads off. We need you to be quiet.
We might do that later. It might be useful to have a distraction at some point.
I'm well good at them.
But at the right time.
Definitely right. Not now.
How do I tell the time the sun isn't moving?
No. We will tell let you know.
Okay, for how now, will you let me know?
For now, we're just going to stay here and stay quiet while Sasha does what Sasha does best. And she is very good at it.
Yeah, all right.
You're going to roll a two.
Einstein's just kind of looking at Ed. And Ed is just a birthday present that came early. Like, it's not even cruel. It's just like... Ah. Oh, this is so great. This is so much better than I thought Rome would be. You know, sometimes it's easy to get down, but you know, this is fine. This is okay.
Is there still flesh missing from his spine?
From Einstein. Yeah.
Yeah. He will also have healed overnight, so he'll get twice his level in hit points. I hope you noted that.
It's
down.
It's probably quite high level.
Yeah. Einstein took a lot of damage. Yeah. So, okay.
Perception check and a sneak check.
Please, a stealth check first.
Yeah. 32.
Yeah, that's really good.
Well, I'm starting from a base of 20.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did you roll a 3?
Could you also give me a perception check?
Oh, so that's only 25.
Yes, Sasha. Love it.
There's definitely monsters around this villa. Thing, but there doesn't appear to be any that you can see in or on this villa. And this is with you paying attention to, like, fool me once.
Yeah.
Keeping an eye out for, like, weird dust devils and stuff. Like... Mm. Appears empty.
All right,
What we want to know is entrances and exits to the villa as well.
Can
do you do a full loop? I will allow you to if you do.
Do a
so if you do a full loop, it's going to take a while.
That's fine.
Okay. So you find...
Further and further she wears away from Ed... And
so it's a big complex. Yep. Like, it rapidly becomes apparent, oh, I'm going to be gone, like, if I'm going stealthily, like, half a day. Yep. Like, big complex. And as you're doing the loop, something becomes really apparent once you start getting around to one side, which is that although most of the front is here, the back has been just destroyed. Mm. Just completely obliterated. It doesn't even appear like that there has been, you know, subsidence, like, bits of it, and you're like... Oh, yeah, I can see how this chunk of rock in the middle of the street must have come from up over that, like, boom, I guess. Hmm. But round the side, it appears that you can probably get into it from the back by just scrambling up this detritus and so on. But you also are aware that the way it looks like, there's probably a crater in the building as well. So it's not an easy climb. For, like, anyone good at climbing, you could get in and out.
If only we had someone who was good at climbing.
Someone with... plate armor or things like that, not so much. And round the other side, it appears a bit more whole again. So it's very clear that something happened towards the back of this complex and it's just gone, to the point where you found it hard to loop round because it's just so open.
It
was mostly like finding a hunk of rock and then using its shadow, because there's just not much there. A bit of the hill appears to be missing, among other things.
Appear behind Hammond again. You're just not surprised.
Ed
by me.
Gets no. So far as at which point Einstein slaps his hand over his face and he's just like, no.
In many ways, this building is like our new friend. It's all front.
Ed takes a moment, then like a light bulb goes on and he goes, oh, thank you. Kind of stretches a little bit and flexes a little bit.
It's just completely empty. Dismayed, blown up around the back.
Oh, okay, so not in the same condition. Is there a way in?
Like, there's a climbing way. It's like, maybe if you guys came around the front and then I went around the back and surprised them, but we don't want to split up.
Not really.
Einstein just pipes up. I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm not really gonna use any spells unless we're all definitely going to die. Just FYI, I think that's a really terrible idea.
I think that's a good plan. I
think it's yeah.
I mean, the thing is, they've got hostages inside. That's why we're here.
Oh, how do you tell which are the hostages?
Because we know them.
And they're tired.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We think we know what all four of them look like.
We say that. I don't actually know who's there for this.
I can't remember in character if we know.
I saw them all.
Azu saw them all and could give descriptions.
Yeah.
The description that Azu gives, by the way,
yep,
is probably beaming gusset.
Huh.
So yeah, so we can give descriptions. But that's what the we will make sure that Ed knows what the four horses are.
That's very important for us to state.
So I suggest the three of
the
us.
The four hostages are people, not other stuff.
Yeah.
Great.
But
wicked.
Some of the bad people here also might be people.
Right. So how do you spot them?
They'll be shooting or stabbing.
Oh, great. Yep. Cool.
What I suggest is the three of us, indicating everyone except Einstein and Sasha, go in the front. We occupy their attention. We keep them talking for a while if we can. Mm. Sasha goes in the back, and your number one job is not to be seen until you've got eyes on the hostages and can
get them
out. Once things start, number one job is to free them while we take care of everyone else.
We've got the mobile stones, right? How about you give me one and
we'll keep
you
the
give
other.
Me a signal. I give you the signal once I've got eyes on, and then
that's a really good idea.
You come in and start a distraction.
Yeah.
So I then get the hostages out.
Einstein?
I can't promise those stones are going to work. I didn't build them for Rome, you know?
We'll just have to hope.
Okay.
We'll...
What about and you rang now?
I have...
You rang earlier.
Well, I mean, what if you test it and it explodes and kills us all?
I mean, it worked earlier.
True.
This, okay, second option, if we can't get a signal on the phone... I will
the
send
stone.
Up
the what?
The what?
On the stone.
All right, yeah.
I will do my best to send up a flare, and even if it doesn't work, you might hear an explosion.
Okay.
It's a low-level spell, so it won't do damage.
I suppose that's true of a lot of things in Rome, right?
Unfortunately.
So there's one thing. Now, this is not my first rodeo, and I need to know if there's
will
any.
Will there be a rodeo?
If there's any challenges, right? I need to know now. If I want the strong ones, you know, or the running fast ones, I'm all right at them. But none of these puzzles, none of this scripture stuff. It's not my thing. The professor, he's probably, you know, quite good at. Yeah, I'm well good. Yeah,
it's likely to be a bit of a fight, Ed.
Right, good. Yeah. So, but just I'm not the one for your puzzles. I've played this game before.
Understandable.
And if they end up capturing me, like, because if I'm going in alone, that is a possibility. Get the hostages out first.
We'll get all of you out, Sasha. We're not leaving you behind.
I can make things explode, though, you know?
Oh, me too.
I can take them down.
Yeah, me too.
Brave new world!
So, Professor, you stay back. You're back up. I don't want you getting involved unless everything's already gone very
unless
badly
you really,
wrong.
Really want the palace to explode, because then I'm probably your man.
Absolutely. So we don't want to leave you behind.
The
in
one
case
thing that doesn't work is an exploding
explosion.
I healed them all!
No! So, okay, I mean, sounds like we have a plan, right?
Yeah, everyone okay with that?
Yeah, it'll be a while because it's a big complex, as you'll know from the fact that I was away so long.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to sneak up and then find my way around this enormous building, I better hope that the stones work, because... Basically,
keep
give
our
me...
fingers crossed. I'll give you about an hour and a half. Well, longer.
Give it... Yeah.
Not easy to tell the time exactly, so it's not going to be exact.
How about sunset?
How...
Sun hasn't it doesn't...
Sun does not move. That's a good point. Oh! This is important. I don't know a lot, but I do know this. Puts his hand in and gives you the most puppyish looking, like, we definitely need to do the hand thing. Otherwise,
okay,
it's not going to work.
Quietly.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Very quietly.
We're a mercenary group. Our name is the Mother London Outstanding Mercenary Group, or for short,
LOLGOM.
LOLOMG.
LOLGOM.
LOLOMG, yes.
I like to spell it out, I think it's...
Lolgum.
Okay. So, name on three.
Lolgum. Einstein's like...
Lolong.
Yes, Omg. Omg. Lolong.
Lolong.
Lolong. One, two, three.
Lolong.
Lolong. Good work, team. I've got to end the episode there.
She's going to sneak off like... massaging it.
Sasha?
Yep.
Good luck. Oh, Hamid offers you a handshake.
Introducing Ed to Rome led to some really big tonal dissonance. So, with Grisop having been denied another assassination? That was this episode, right?
That's an execution.
Execution.
No. And my tactic works, so I'm happy to not execute him, so long as the information he gave me is good.
And with the party definitely not going into any kind of problems whatsoever, I think we can take a break there. And
totally by break, you mean
end the episode. As in end the episode there, you know, take a week's break, chill out, relax. And then we can, you know, see what happens next week and maybe not wait 6 months this time.
Yeah, we only have to wait 2 weeks.
Bye, guys.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Who are you with?
Aphrodite.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, we get on.
Okay, cool.
Look at that smile. Yeah.
Oh, we do.
Only because they're brother and sister.
Oh, okay.
We're... Retcon, Alex may have done a terrible thing. Alex owes everybody an apology.
Oh,
listeners,
no.
Too, this might break the campaign.
What?
Ed has a magical morning star, not a hammer.
So?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all of you, yeah, and I'm sorry to
Come
you,
on.
Listener.
Let's get on with it.
I'm really sorry.
Restart the timer.
I've got a morning star as well. We can measure morning stars all day long if you want.
Just admire them.
So yeah, his morning star.
Take lots of pictures and send them to other paladins, asking them what you think of it.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Program. The Program audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Program is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about The Program at www.rustyquill.com or www.programaudioseries.com or search for The Program Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.